Welcome back, listeners. Today, we're diving into a fascinating topic, how to choose the right large language model, or LLM, in 2026. The decision isn't just about picking a powerful model. It can significantly impact your prompt engineering success. Why does this matter?
Absolutely. If we think of a prompt as a recipe, the LLM is the kitchen. If your kitchen is poorly equipped, even the best recipes won't yield great dishes. What are some of the key factors we should consider when selecting a model?
There are four main aspects: context, cost, latency, and compatibility. Context tells us how much information we can fit in a single request. Cost relates to how much we can afford to use the model. Latency affects the responsiveness of our applications, and compatibility is about how well the model integrates with existing systems.
Right. And when we talk about context, it's crucial for tasks that require more input to generate accurate results. If you can't fit everything in one request, you might lose important details. Have you encountered scenarios where context made a significant difference?
Definitely. In customer support scenarios, using a model with a larger context window allows for more comprehensive responses. If we're limited, the answers can feel disjointed or incomplete. It leads to a poor user experience.
And don't forget about cost. Many businesses might opt for cheaper models to save on tokens, but they could end up sacrificing performance. How do you think companies can balance cost with quality? Great point. A hybrid approach works wonders, using lower-cost models for general tasks and reserving higher-cost models for more critical jobs. It's all about efficiency and ensuring the right tools for the right jobs.
Exactly. In terms of real-world applications, how about using S